Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Congress is about to renew efforts to boost renewable energy. Democratic leaders say they want to repeal subsidies to the oil and gas industry and put that money instead into incentives for clean energy like wind and solar power. Living on Earth's Washington correspondent Jeff Young is plugged into the energy debate, and he's here to tell us what's at stake. Hi there, Jeff.
Hi, Steve.
Jeff, this sounds awfully familiar. It seems like the Democrats tried this before, right?
That's right. The House of Representatives approved an energy bill last year that would take away oil subsidies and support renewable energy. But that fell one vote short in the Senate. Well, then Democratic leaders tried to put incentives for wind and solar in the economic stimulus package. And again, that measure also failed in the Senate by just one vote. Well, now Democrats are hoping the third time's a charm.
Well, yes, we think it's very important. We think it should have been passed. And we just don't give up on things because the Senate's not cooperative.
That's New York Democrat Charles Rangel. He chairs the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, which has just produced a $17 billion bill to extend tax credits crucial to the solar and wind industries. Randy Swisher directs the American Wind Energy Association. He says those credits are set to expire at the end of the year.
This is way too familiar a story, unfortunately.
The phenomenal growth in wind power is largely due to the production tax credit, which pays 2 cents on every kilowatt hour produced by windmills. Swisher says there's generally strong support for the tax credit, so why has it twice failed to win final passage?
What has happened both times that this has come to the Senate floor is that it has been caught in the crossfire of much larger political battles.
And that could be the case again. Rangel and House Democrats want to pay for the renewable energy tax credits by repealing oil industry subsidies. The powerful petroleum lobby and oil patch lawmakers will fight that, as they have before, by arguing that the end result will be an increase in gas prices for consumers. Swisher's worried that wind power's growth could stall if the tax credits fail again.
There are millions of dollars at stake. Many thousands of jobs. Our estimate is that if the credit is not extended between the wind industry and the solar industry, we see 116,000 jobs in the U.S. at stake. There are already companies that are reevaluating whether to make investments in new manufacturing capability. Those kinds of decisions are being made right now. And with every month that goes by, the impact will grow.
Swisher and others are betting that the flip side of that equation will be a strong selling point to Congress. Growth in renewable energy jobs has been one of the few bright spots in an otherwise dim economic season. Roan Resch is president of the Solar Energy Industries Association.
This is a chance for us right now to extend these tax credits and really create a robust industry and put people back to work. And many of the people who will work in the solar industry are the same people who are being let off by the building industry, roofers, electricians, plumbers, carpenters. We can give them high-quality jobs in the solar industry right now.
The pending bill would extend solar tax credits for up to 8 years. Businesses could claim up to 30% of the cost of installing solar systems. Homeowners could get up to $4,000 in tax credits for going solar. Resch knows the politics will be tough, but he has a sunny outlook.
This is an election year, and so what I think is different about this vote at this time is that there are many senators who are up for election who represent states that have large renewable energy industries developing, and it's time for those senators to support this legislation and reverse their no vote to a yes vote for renewable energy in the U.S.
And Steve, a few key votes to watch on this. Republican John Sununu, who has a lot of solar and wind equipment makers in New Hampshire, but voted against these tax credits last time. And the only Democrat in the Senate to vote against this was Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, who's a big supporter of her home state's oil industry. And both of them face the voters in re-election this year.
And Jeff, what about the presidential candidates in the Senate?
Well, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have voted for renewable energy. Senator John McCain could have made the difference when renewable energy was up for a vote as part of that recently passed economic stimulus package, but he missed the vote. And, of course, it failed by exactly one vote.
And now the current occupants of the White House, they're both former oil men. Jeff, I'm going to make a wild guess here and say that they're against this idea of taking away oil industry subsidies.
It's like you're clairvoyant. Good guess. In fact, when a similar energy package came up late last year, the White House threatened a veto over that very measure, and they're making similar noises this time.
So it is the last year of the Bush administration. Any indications of what the president wants to get done on his way out the door regarding energy?
Well, the president just sent his final budget to Congress and generally favors fossil fuels with subsidies for coal. And there's one this curious item on oil. The president wants to completely fill up the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, and that's already meeting some resistance.
The strategic reserve, now that's the large underground supply of oil that's kept in case of emergency of some kind. What's the objection to filling that up?
Well, it's already nearly full. And of course, oil is at near record high prices. So if you were to top off that great big tank, so to speak, with oil at $90 or so a barrel, well, it's really going to cost a lot, something like $500 million. So some key Democrats in Congress are already floating a bill to stop that. They say, well, this might be good for the oil industry to buy their oil when it's at record high prices, but it's not a very good thing for taxpayers or the budget.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Young is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent.